Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in this morning with all faith, trusting God for a breakthrough. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on in, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked at him and were radiant. Amen. And their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no one to those who fear him. The young lion lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come on, let's enter in this morning, trust in God for all that we need. Amen. All that you need, all that you're seeking is in the Lord. Amen. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come with all faith, believing on one accord this morning, oh God, for a mighty move, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us on today. Help us, Holy Spirit, as we enter in, that we may receive divine directions and instructions from my Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you help us to exalt you in all our and situations, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made up, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that you have kept us and those in our family, amen. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood and redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us right now, God, and that you're moving. Your word says, yet while we're still speaking, you already answered. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers this morning. Amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. We declare the prayer right now that we are the righteous of God. Amen. That our prayers will not be earthbound. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We confess the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare the prayer that we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend into the realm of the supernatural. And we just want to say thank you. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. We declare the prayer that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree the prayer that the anointing of God breaks. Hallelujah. Every yoke, amen, opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. That you pour our blessings on the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we ask that you turn your wicked out the land, that we, your children, may be able to live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us right now to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. Amen. We humble ourselves right now that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving this morning. We come to you in humility and spirit and truth. Amen. Because you are God, God alone. You're the creator of all in all for all. For all things are in your hands. Hallelujah. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish, free, holy, blameless, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. Hallelujah.
We thank you that you are faithful, oh God. Oh, Mama, they kiss you, Mama, they kiss you, Mama. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, deliver us, oh God, by your truth, for your word is true. Forgive us of any misdemeanors of misunderstanding, malice, carnality, or rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds right now. Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of the word, oh God. Hallelujah. But with your word, oh God, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, set a watch over our mouths and keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips, oh, superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hide us in your prevailing in your secret place, oh God, of the Most High. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We decree and declare that we have integrity in whom the sun sets free. We iterate right now. It's free indeed. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Joel 29:6, make us arrive in the high places, oh God, of the earth to eat the increase of the field of us, to suck the honey out of the rocks, amen. Wash our steps, oh God, with blood, how we call all to flow out of the flinches, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, thank you, oh God. We declare the fact that our past is past, and we pray toward the work of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us for the God for carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that we have victory on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare right now that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the host of the enemy and causes bondages and immobility and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in us and on us on today, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be moved out the way, oh God. But we ask that you expose any evil works or evil doings within ourselves, oh God, and let it be uprooted and taken out the way in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're a new creation in Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. For your word says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on this line this morning. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh where we've been empty. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now, Lord, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for divine position and order for our lives, oh God. When things have come that have been out of order, oh God, Lord, let order take place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, chaos and confusion has been, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Well, that's been the loss of love, oh God. Let restoration come and restore the love, oh God. Restore the hope, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for those that are sick and shut in on today, that healing will come right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will send your word, oh God, and we shall be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray for the loss of this word, that this day if you address the right labor across their lives, oh God, that they may receive your word in a mighty way, oh God, that they will ask, how can I be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that those that are left will come back, oh God, that they rededicate their life to Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. For your word said, hallelujah, that you got not one to perish, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your provision. For your word says in Jeremiah 29:11, Lord God, you've heard to give us a hope in the future, the plans that you have for, Lord God, to give us an expectancy in it. And we receive it right now with victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we did not come, hallelujah, to worship just to be doing something this morning, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire, yea, even cries to the court of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart cry this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let that fire burn every increase in each of us, O God. Uphold us with thy free spirit and let fire be magnified. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, no evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, O God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all our days, O God. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, O God. You are our joy and the lifting of our heads. And we just want to say thank you, O God. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, O God? We thank you, O God, that you're on our side, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, help us on today. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, O God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Hallelujah. Make our life be a living sacrifice. A sweet savior aroma that you will be glorified and honored. And our life be a praise of the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Everyone, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We come to you in love and honor, admiration. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us on today. Help us that we do not deceive ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your name, God. Lord, help us all. But we need you, Father God. We need your God, for all things is in your hands. And we decree and declare right now that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That the Word of God is birthed in us and is manifesting its glorious presence right now in this service. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord God. Lord, we pray for the world leaders of this world, oh God, that they would have the mind of Christ, oh God, that you would uproot the wicked ones that are in leadership right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, for your God that answers by fire, Lord, we ask that you release your fire, hallelujah, to burn up all the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you purge the wicked out the land right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray for the protection of our children, oh God. We ask that your head of protection be around them right now. Let them be the preparation of penetration to these heads of protection. Lord, we pray that you will bless every medication, oh God, a vitamin, a herb, a supplement that we are taking of your children, oh God. Hallelujah, that it will do what it's intended to do and nothing else, oh God. We pray that you will destroy and nullify any allergic reaction or adverse side effects of any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now that you will fix that it is broken in us, oh God, that you will mend the tear in our soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray right now that you amend every marriage that you have ordained, oh God. That unity come in that marriage, oh God. And peace and love, hallelujah, increase in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh God, to be able to forgive like Christ has forgiven us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against every hindering spirit on this line today. I come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. Hallelujah, spirit of disobedience. I come against every spirit of arrogance. I come against every spirit of self-righteousness, spirit of destruction and death, addiction, sickness, disease, procrastination, limitation, stagnation, frustration. I come against every spirit of pride. I come against every spirit of oppression, depression. I come against every spirit of worry and anxiety. I come against every spirit of gossip and mammon. And I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating on this line or in us or in our household, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and never to return. And we just want to say thank you. We decree the power victory right now that we are delivered and set free. And Lord, we ask, oh God, in all these places that the enemy has vacated on this morning, that you will fill us to overflow with our spirit, that Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, fill these your temples, oh God, with as much your crown of glory as possible. Let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross. Oh Lord, that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And because you are all things, we are more than conquerors. Amen. That we are blessed and we can never be cursed because you, Father God, have blessed us. For we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We're coming out in a wealthy place. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. God has made us a lender and not the borrower. We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name that we're children of God born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We give it all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, but we belong to you. Our life is not our own, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for washing us. We thank you for cleansing us and sanctifying us with our word, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you all today. Lord, I ask that you remove every spiritual cataract or deafness right now from the life of your children. Lord, we ask that you remove any spiritual deafness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today to hear from you, oh, God, and to be obedient, to walk a light, to walk according to your word, oh, God. Help us on today to receive your word from your minister, oh, God, that it would take root in us, oh, God, and manifest itself in our actions. Let it be engraved on our hearts and minds, oh, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Let you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Let us receive divine revelation, knowledge, and understanding of your word, oh, God. Open to God that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to be more than just readers and hearers of your word, but to be doers of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will all feel they will perceive us to be a man and woman of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the fruit of your spirit take root, hallelujah, in us, oh, God. Not less than one, in the name of Jesus Christ, we put on a right now the full hour of God, and we declare the fact that we're covered from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. We take the hallelujah, we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fire and dark of the enemy sent our way, Lord, we just want to say thank you, We can't thank you enough. We had 1,000 tongues of peace. We still can thank you enough because it's you, Father God, that has given us the authority and the power that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in this earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that your word is established in heaven, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We bind up the works of the enemy right now. They're calling up our shot. Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we shatter all ties with the enemy, amen? Anything that's attached itself to us or only to in us, from the kingdom of Satan, we shatter those ties right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. We break all written curses that would have, and it's having an effect on our lives, on the life of our children, and hallelujah, and all that we love. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies that we inherit by our ancestors, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break every curse on our finances, from our ancestors who cheated or mishandled money, in the name of Jesus Christ. We break all curses of sickness and disease, and command our inherited sickness to leave our bodies right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to high blood pressure, low blood pressure. I speak to diabetes. I speak to heart disease, COPD, cancer, known and unknown diseases right now. And I command you to leave our bodies and never return, in the name of Jesus Christ. Asthma, loose your hold right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare to God by faith that Jesus, hallelujah, my family is blessed, and we will not all proud and heavy for my enemies. I break all old trials and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, turn every curse spoken into our life into a blessing. I break every generation of rebellion that would make us to resist the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. decree and declare by faith that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, and perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, rebellion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We break all legal rights, hallelujah, right now of every generational spirit operating behind the curse in the name of Jesus Christ. That when you have no right to us, amen, we operate and operate in our life. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that we're trying to operate in our life from our ancestors in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let breakthrough come right now. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. For there's no one like you, Father God, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask that you bless those that are going out today, oh God, that will be traveling on the road. Lord, blessings that are going and coming on today, Father God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, all that we have and all that we will have. Every road, every street, every airway, seaway, building a place. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. I want you to open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Receive it right now. Receive your healing. Hallelujah. Be delivered and set free on today in the name of Jesus Christ. If you just have faith, God will do it. Amen. Walking in expectation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name, God. Ooh, Shana, move, Holy Spirit, in this service. Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, we thank you. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning. God bless everyone here in service on today. We thank God for you. Amen. You could be anywhere else, but we thank God that you made a decision this day to join in and on us this day as we serve. Amen. And just giving praise and glory and worship to our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know if God did it before, he can do it again? Amen. Hallelujah. As you all know, on Sundays we have our communion, so if you can prepare, grab your things for communion this Sunday morning. We're going to be having our communion. But first of all, we want to welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all those here in Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning, and then we have Pastor Dorsey Manning and Minister Lynn Green, and we welcome you with the love of Christ. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, please press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you, for we know that there is power in agreement. Amen. So if you just press 1 at this time, and if you're online streaming this morning and you want prayer or need prayer this morning, please press 1. We'd love to pray with you and welcome you as well in the name of Jesus. So at this time, if you'll press 1, if it's your first time here with us, so good to see Sister Connie in service this morning. God bless you. Always good to see you there. Brother Joe Washington and his family, God bless you. God keep you, and may God continue to strengthen you. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington this morning, and right after that, we're going to take communion. Amen. So stay right here with us. We welcome Brother Joe Washington. Good morning. Good morning, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. Just may God continue to bless all of y'all, my family and everybody all over the land, wherever they may be. May God continue to bless them. I'm just so glad to be with y'all today. What is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. What is this? They say I'm acting so strange right now. What is this? Makes me want to love to call God's name. But whatever it is, Lord, I just can't hold my peace. I know it makes me love all of my enemies. Lord, it makes me love all of my friends. And it won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. What is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Make me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, Lord, I just can't hold my peace. I know it makes me love all my enemies. Lord, it makes me want to love all of my friends. And it won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. Lord, what is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. But whatever it is, Lord, I just can't hold my peace. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God. Hallelujah for you. I tell you, I love that song. What is this? Amen. Because when we have the love of Christ in us, when we have Christ in us, amen, what we want to do, we won't be able to do. Amen. When we allow the Holy Spirit to just move, that's what it is. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Pray that God will continue to use you, that God will overflow you with his glory in the name of Jesus. May every prayer be answered according to God's will. As you pray, believe it, and trust in God for a mighty move in your life. God bless you. We love you.
We
thank God
you
for
too.
You. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. What is this? At this time, we're going to take our communion. We thank God that we can partake in communion on today. So if you have your elements and things that you need to take communion, would you please put those before you? The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your only begotten Son. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgressions and our trespasses and iniquities to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgression, our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you and we humble you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, teaching us, and healing us, and touching us. Amen. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. And partake in faith." In the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said this to his disciples: "This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you." We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us, it cleanses us, and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities and all our transgressions and all our trespasses. And your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in your remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And let the church say amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back here with the preach word for our minister, Lauren Green. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Nobody but you, Father God.
So you enter into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
about your situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised me. Said he would. I can hear.
Yes, he can.
That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my room.
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come at this time to bring it all over to Jesus. Amen. We come at this time. We thank God for our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. I present to you God's anointed, God's chosen for such a time as this, a man of God willing to pray for others, willing to bring others to Christ. Amen. So I present to you our very own Minister Lauren Green. God bless you.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Pastor. Amen. We want to talk to you for a little while from the book of Micah. The book of Micah. The 6th chapter and the 8th verse. The book of Micah. The 6th chapter and the 8th verse.
Amen.
And it reads as follows. He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good. And what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And we like to use for a subject this morning, don't please man, please God.
Amen.
Don't please man, please God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I just want to sing a verse of a song. Amen. It's been a praise in my spirit for the last few days, and I just want to sing just a little verse of a song, a hymn. Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no the help I know Micah was written between 742 and 687 B.C., amen, before Christ. Micah, one of God's prophets, amen. As God's people, we are called into a relationship with God that carries two demands, love for him and love for each other. Sometimes there are a lot of expectations put on us by man. Amen. That means the man, the world, and sometimes even our loved ones. Don't please man, please God. In other words, go higher. Go higher.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
go higher. Go after God. Go after God. Seek his face. Seek his face and obey him. Amen.
Yes,
The Bible tells us to obey the laws of man until it conflicts with the word of God. The disciples came to Jesus and asked, should we pay taxes? Jesus told Peter to go catch a fish, and in his mouth was a gold coin. And Jesus said, take the coin and go pay his taxes and Jesus. Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God. Amen. There's a lot of things that are legal, but it's not right in the eyesight of God. Amen. It's legal. It's legal to drink, but the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be where there is access, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So just because the world is saying it's right, it's not always the right thing for us to do. Amen. So we have to go by God's law. Amen. Amen. Don't please man. Please God. Jesus was always doing God's will. And a lot of times it wasn't popular to the Pharisees. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus continued to heal. They said that he was healing on the Sabbath day. Amen. And Jesus asked him the question. He said, if you had a cart that was being pulled and it fell into a ditch, wouldn't you get it out? And Jesus said, isn't that work? So they couldn't get him. Every time they came at him, Jesus reversed it on him. Don't please man, but please God. Love man, but don't please him. Amen. Matthew 6, 1 through 5. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites in the synagogue and in the street, that they may be seen of men, that they may have their glory. Amen. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. In other words, if you help somebody, get somebody out of a tight, or if you help somebody, give them a couple of dollars, don't go broadcasting it. Amen. That's between you, God, and that person. Amen. If you help the poor, amen. If you help the poor, if you give to the poor, amen. That's between you and God. Amen. Don't please man, but please God. Amen. Sometimes we want to be popular. Amen. We want everybody to like us. Amen. Everybody's not going to like you. And I tell you why. Because you're a Christian and your light is shining. And sometimes it shines so bright that it puts the light on them. Amen. You're at the workplace. You're doing a good job. And somebody gets jealous. Amen. They say, if he's working hard, they're going to make me work even harder. So then they try to manipulate and try to give you a hard time. Don't please man. Please God. It says, thy Father which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. Amen. When you pray to God and when you give and when you're serving and it looks like nobody is appreciating it, God sees. God sees and God knows. God sees all that you do, amen. And God appreciates it. Amen. Don't please man. Please God. Sometimes we are stressed in the workplace, amen, with trying to do a good job. Do it for God. Amen. Push that thing. Don't do it for man, amen, because they might put more work on you. Do it for God. If you do it for God, the Holy Spirit will come in there and God will give you strength to continue on and to keep doing a good job. Amen.
Yes,
Paul gives trustworthy instruction in the letter to the Colossian church. Paul urged believers to work not for approval of people, but for God. Amen. We talked about that. Whatever you do, work it at it as work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Yeah. It is the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving. Don't please man. Please God. God is just, kind, fair, and loving. Amen. He also has a wrath. We don't want to get into God's wrath upon us. We want his love. We want his grace. He knows what's best for you. In ministry, do it for God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And with God, amen, do it for God and do it with God. Remember, it's for God. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah 4:6. Then he spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Remember, some yokes can only be broken by fasting and prayer. Amen. It's not by power or might. It's got to be by the Spirit. Amen.
Jesus.
Anything you're doing for God, it's got to be by the Holy Spirit. If you can't give up food, give up TV, internet. Amen. Your tablet. Amen. Give it up for a while. God wants all of you. I'm going to be transparent for a minute. When I first started preaching and teaching years ago, I only had one or two. Amen. That was the test. Can you preach to one or two like it's 500 or 1,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Matthew 18:19-20. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus knew that there were going to be some times that it's only going to be one or two, or two or three. Amen. Even though you lay before God to get a word, studied all week. Amen. And only have one. That's the test of your faith. Amen.
Yes,
remember,
amen.
If Israel does not repent, Jacob will not lose his reward. The Bible says when a man ways please God, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. Israel responded to God's request by trying to appease him with sacrifices, hoping he would leave them alone. But sacrifices and other religious rituals are not enough. God wants changed lives.
Amen.
He wants his people to be fair, just, merciful, and humble.
Yes,
God wants us to become living sacrifices. That's found in Romans 12:1-2, where he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God wants living sacrifice, not just doing religious deeds, but living right.
Amen.
It is impossible to follow God consistently without his transforming love in our hearts. You've got to be born again. And then you have to let the Holy Ghost fill you. Amen.
Amen.
People have tried all kinds of ways to please God.
Jesus.
But God has made his wishes clear. He wants his people to be fair, just, and merciful, and to walk humbly with him. In your efforts to please God, examine these areas on a regular basis. Are you fair in your dealings with people Amen. In other words,
amen.
Don't expect more out of somebody that you yourself wouldn't do.
My Lord.
Do you show mercy to those who wrong you? Amen. You have to realize that people are in the flesh sometimes in their error. Even Christians disagree. But the Bible says disagree in love. We don't all think alike. We don't all do things alike.
Mm-hmm.
Do you show mercy to those who have wronged you? Amen. In other words, love on them. That's an opportunity for you to witness to them and show Christ to them and love on them. They know what they did. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you learning humility? Amen. The Bible says that if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. But if you exalt yourself, you'll be abased.
Amen.
In 1 Peter 5:6, he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God has a time when he's going to elevate you. Amen. Don't elevate yourself. Let God elevate you. Amen. Don't please man. Please God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We're going to turn to this one scripture. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:58. 1 Corinthians.
Amen.
Very familiar passage of scripture.
Amen.
My Bible is so old, it takes me a minute to get there. 1 Corinthians 15:58, and it reads as follows. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Your labor is not in vain. Amen. When Jesus was on earth, Jesus did God's will.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And that Jesus is our example.
Amen.
Jesus shows us how we're supposed to walk in victory in this life.
Yes, Lord.
In the book of Matthew, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Matthew, the 3rd chapter, and the 15th verse.
Amen.
Jesus answering and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I want to please God. One of the things that really pleases God is that we are merciful to each other.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And that we are kind to one another. Amen. And that we are forgiving toward one another. Amen. The reason why God put this message on my heart is because when I look around, I see so much anger in people. I see a world that's full of chaos and mayhem. In other words, people are not thinking about God. People are thinking about themselves. But the Bible is only fulfilling itself. For the Bible says that in the last days there will be a great falling away. It does not matter what denomination you are in. This is a world spread problem. People care more about things and stuff instead of spirituality.
My Lord,
I don't know about you, but I'm hungering and thirsting after God. And
Amen.
You cannot hunger and thirst after God and not care about your brother. I heard Jesus say on the other day, Peter, when you become converted, strengthen your brother. Bible says in Galatians, he said, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Said, if a brother would be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one the spirit of meekness. I don't know about you, but I want to be that kind of person to be able to reach out to somebody.
Amen.
The world is in a turmoil. And the problem that the world is having is a sin problem.
Right.
But I don't know about you, but God sent the remedy of the sin problem. The remedy is Jesus. What people need is more Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just about through. Jesus is the way. Jesus,
Amen.
Please, God. God Amen. Said that this is my beloved son in whom
Amen.
I'm well pleased.
Uh-huh.
If you want to know how to live the Christian life,
yes.
read the four Gospels in the book of Matthew and study about Jesus and how he walked and how he talked. We know that some of his messages was not always popular. Jesus had 12 disciples. And then at another point, he had the 70. And when Jesus began to get to the close of his ministry, he began to give a hard teaching. They could not endure the sound doctrine. And the 70 left Jesus. And Jesus looked at the 12 and said, will you also go? In other words, they were thinking about it, but they stayed with Jesus. Sometimes you might feel like giving up. But I want to encourage you on today to stay in the race. He said, be thou faithful unto death. And I'll give you a crown of life. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God on today for the word of God that went forward from the mouth of our minister. We pray that God will continue to use you mighty. We pray right now that every virtue that left your body, God, restore you to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As you go, you therefore, to spread the gospel, the word of God to all that will have an ear to hear that they may receive. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, minister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 At this time, the doors of the church is open. Hallelujah. Ori kisha namari kisha taya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. Pastor Manny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There may be one today. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. But today, you have heard a word from God. He spoke it right to your heart. He's asking you to bring it all over to Jesus. Will you bring it all over to Jesus today? If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation today, I would like for you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, I realize that I am a sinner. And Father God, I thank you that you have given your life for each and every one of my sins. I thank you, Father God, that you died for my sins. I thank you, Christ Jesus, that you defeated Satan right there on the cross. Hallelujah. That you bore all my sins. All my iniquities and all my transgressions. Father, I thank you And I confess today that you went to hell for me. And you rose from the dead by the Holy Spirit. And you sit right now on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for me. I ask you, Christ Jesus, to come into my life, to be my personal Lord and Savior. And I thank you that today, by faith, that I am saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have prayed that prayer, hallelujah, we would like for you to press one. We would like for you to press one if you had just prayed that prayer. Pastor Talnick and I and Minister Lauren Green, we would like to welcome you to the family of grace. We would like to welcome you to the fold. Amen. Amen. There may be one today. There may be one today that is in need of a special prayer. That's something you're already saved. And we thank God that you're already saved. But everybody needs to come to the throne. Everybody needs to come to the altar. Everybody has something to pray about. If you have something that you would like to bring to the altar today, will you press one today? If you're online, call in at 845-277-9213. Then press 1. 845-277-9213. Then press 1. And we would like to pray with you. We would like to pray for you. Amen. Amen. There may be one that's looking for a church home. Will you press 1? Or will you call in today? We thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are. We thank God for this for this line. You know, we can't see you, but we know that you are there. Just as if we can't see God, but we know that he is there. So we thank God for this platform that we can be on, that we can be touching and agreeing with one another.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Son of the Jesus.
Apostle Tony and I, we would love to disciple you. We're just going to love you. We're going to love you in the lenses of the Holy Spirit. We're just going to love you like God has shown us to love.
Yes, Lord.
And that's through Christ Jesus. Will you press 1 today?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have spoken into our hearts today. And we receive your word right now. We take your word right now, Father God. We take it to heart and we engraft it on our hearts. And we engraft it in our minds right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we confess today that we would never, ever, ever be the same. We may have went down some avenues. We may have went in some directions, Father God, that did not line up with what you had told us, Father God, a direction that you had for us. But we thank you, Father God, that you love us so much. You're so gracious. You're so patient with us, Father God, that you have sent us a rhema word that we may get back on track. We may get back into that place of seeing that you are our God and whom we trust. And every single confidence, Father God, every single time we hear your word, we know that we can rely on you. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over every single thing that is concerning us. Over every single thing that is about us, Father God, we plead your blood between our house and the house of Satan.
Yes,
yes. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right,
it is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray.
Amen.
And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God on today, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank
Glory you. Glory to God. Ooh, shine my money.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank
you.
God for mighty moving this service on today. Do what God has called you to do versus what man is saying. Amen. If it don't line up with the word of God, amen. Do what God has called you to do. He will keep you in all his doings. Amen. Glory to God. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App those over to Pastor Chantel or Zelle. Give us a call about the Zelle. I'm not sure if it's working right. Forgive card 346-243-0980. If that number doesn't work, you can call it 346-243-0980. Let us pray. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed us to be a blessing. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you made us in the ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. Lord, we give. We give not in frugality. You honor and God, and we just want to say thank you. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart, oh God, that we give on today, oh God. We are a cheerful giver, oh God, because you have given to us, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We plant the seed of blessing on today, those who have a heart to give, and those who have given on today. Lord, we ask you to restore all to your stewardship in the name of Jesus, and we just want to say thank you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless God on today. Amen. I thank God for the word that went forward. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is August the 28th, 2022. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Senior Pastor, Pastor Doris and Manny. Myself, Apostle Tawanika Madison, Minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. We just thank God again, amen, for the word that went forward. We need to not just hear the word of God, but we need to apply it to our lives and be that, amen, what God has called us to be. Amen. As we live this life that God has given us. Our announcements on today, Monday, is our intercessory prayer time at 9 p.m. Standard Time. So join us at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday night. So prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Join us. We are still in our lesson of praying the promises of God. Again, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And, of course, on Sundays we have our two services at 10 a.m. is our morning service, and 2 p.m. is our evening service where Pastor Doris A. Manny will bring, the word of God forward. Amen. So please join us at those times. Central Standard Time, we are preparing for the month of October for our discipleship training class. So if you have not called to be able to get your material that you need to be able to participate and be effective in that class, please give us a call at 346-243-0980. And next month, in the month of September, we are preparing for our new play with Good Comedy, which is called The Middle Room. If you're here in Houston or you'll be visiting the city of Houston, please join us on that day of September 24th, which is a Saturday at 7:30 p.m., The Middle Room. Amen. So go ahead, get your tickets. Give us a call at 346-243-0980. We have a time of prayer coming up in the month of September as well. Those of you all that would like to join us here on the prayer line at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, beginning on Thursday, September the 1st, please do so at that time. It's a time of fasting and praying and coming together, trusting God for a mighty move in our lives, breakthrough, things that we've been struggling to overcome, you know, even in our health, in our marriages, our relationships, in our employment, in our businesses, or whatever it is. We are trusting God, and we're coming together in prayer. Amen. I want to say that it's for the women. I'm sorry. It's for the women that are coming together in the month of September. It's for the women of God, the kingdom building through scripture at those times. And then we'll have a time for the men to come together as well. So, again, women of God, we're coming together in the month of September, starting on Thursday at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So if you can, women of God, if you can join me during those times, please do. If you can join at both times, at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., please do. If you cannot join us at any of those times, please do so, whichever one is going to be more convenient for you to do. I know a lot of us are working, and so if you can join us and touch and agree as we pray and lift up our children, our husbands, our families, whatever it is, and trust in God for a mighty move and finally getting through it, that breakthrough and those things that we used to fall for, we don't fall for that anymore, being totally delivered and set free. So God bless everyone. That does conclude our announcements for today, August 28, 2020. And we like to wish anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of August. I know one of my cousins, Takiya Mackey, celebrated a birthday. I'm not sure. I think she's 45 now. I'm not sure, but we want to wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and anyone else that's celebrating a birthday in the month of August. Happy birthday to you. We pray that God will continue to bless you with many more years, long life, a good life, wholeness and newness of life, a healthy life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And those of us that are celebrating anniversary in the month of August, if you're celebrating your wedding anniversary, we want to pray for you. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. May you grow stronger in the Lord. May God increase the love and passion for one another, respect for one another, loyalty to that marriage, long life that you and I live a day apart, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that God will bless you abundantly, amen, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now, I do believe that concludes our announcements today. Pastor Man, is there anything you want to announce today?
No, I think you have it all covered.
Amen, glory to God, amen. Well, we thank God for Minister Larry Green on today and the word of God that went forth. I pray all that had ear to hear and a heart to receive what the word of God was saying on today, and that we apply it, that we become doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing, and then Pastor Manny will close us out in our benediction. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, and Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manny, Apostle Tawanika Manny, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. Amen. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function the way you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Amen. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Amen. And I pray that something, I pray you were able to receive something, you know, from God today. We thank God that he is such a gracious giver. Hallelujah. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, through whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen,
God bless
amen.
You. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan to strip the word of God out of your minds and get it off of your hearts. You know, stay in the word of God. Take that stance, you know, in the word of God. Do join us here if you do have time. To join us here in the 2 p.m. service, the word of God is going to go forth in the name of Jesus. Remember, Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. No matter how hard we try, God loves you. Hallelujah. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the street. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll